know him well enough to be able to tell what troubled him, but he didn't seem remotely content. His brow was knuckled, and the blue chevrons on his cheeks were twisted out of shape by the clenched muscles beneath. Perhaps the reassurance she'd been hoping for wasn't coming after all.
"I have to go somewhere," he said. "Will you walk with me part of the way?"
"Sure. Where are we going?"
"Eastport."
"I thought you only just got to Coruscant."
"That's right."
He glanced at her, as though surprised that she had remembered.
"I've been traveling all my life, since Master Satil took me on, anyway."
They walked at an easy pace through the temperate night. A light breeze ran its fingers through her short hair, and she was reminded of one good thing about life topside: weather. The last time anything had rained on her was when a sewage line had burst two levels up.
"I haven't seen another Kifar for years," she said to break the silence. "Were you on Khifu during the annexation?"
"No. Master Tengrove, the Jedi Watchman of that sector, found me the year before. I was on Dantooine when it happened, helping my master dig through some ruins."
"Find anything interesting?"
"I don't remember."
He glanced at her again.
"What about you? The annexation, I mean."
"I was there. Although I don't remember it clearly. I was too young. My parents slipped me into a shuttle and got me off-world before the worst of it hit. The shuttle took me to Abrogado Rey, where a host family adopted me. They had taken on lots of kids after the Treaty of Coruscant, but there was always space for another. It was a madhouse."
"What happened to your parents?"
"They died in prison on Kifex."
"I'm sorry," he said.
"Don't be. It's just more ancient history. What about yours?"
"Dead, too. From a vacuum seal accident on a Frisian shuttle, though. Nothing to do with the annexation."
They walked in silence for a while again, he looking fixedly ahead, and she down at her booted feet. She felt the usual mixture of relief and sorrow whenever the matter of her parents' sacrifice came up. She hadn't known it at the time, but she had worked out later how much her narrow escape had cost them. With Imperial warships crowding their home planet, they must have bribed an Imperial gunner to overlook an escaping shuttle. Plus the shuttle pilot and who knew how many spaceport guards. They'd given up everything just to save her. And how had she repaid them?
"I have to go to Hutta," he finally said.
"Why?"
"One of the cartels has discovered something. I need to find out what it is."
"Is this connected to that Mandalorian?"
"Seems so. But he's off Coruscant now and won't be bothering you again."
"Are you sure he won't come back?"
"As sure as I can be."
"Well, that's something,"
she said with more satisfaction than she actually felt. Now that she had accomplished everything she'd set out to do that day, she could reasonably retreat to her sanctuary in the old districts and go back to doing what she did best. The trouble was, she wasn't quite ready to cast free of Shigar Kanshi. He reminded her of what it was like to be given a new mission. Objectives, resources, constraints, deadlines. She missed the days when everything was sharply defined and unambiguous.
"Ever been to Hutta before?"
she asked him.
"No, not the surface. It's vile and dangerous. I was there on a covert op 2 years ago. Very nearly didn't get out again."
"You've done covert work?" "More than I care to think about."
She hadn't told him about Special Forces and the Black Stars. As far as Shigar knew, she was just an ordinary trooper, taking a temporary break from duty.
"What about slicing?"
he asked her.